Let's create a podcast. Today's task involves recording a podcast. Podcasts come under audio. Today's activity involves a non-fiction narratives, and we'll be exploring some of the technical codes and narrative conventions of podcasts. So in much the same way as fictional and non-fictional moving image narratives, podcasts also include these. They allow the audience to read through listening, through the audio, and the audience is able to then extract information and construct the narrative by what they're listening to. The technical codes and narrative conventions for non-fictional audio narratives, such as podcasts, include words. So words take on a really different function when they're spoken rather than read. Things like accents and inflections and volume are really important and can help to build character information and to help the audience feel a particular way about a character. Sound becomes really important. The sounds heard in non-fictional audio narrative are not there by accident. Someone has actually chosen to include or omit. So they've selected those sounds to keep or to add, and they have also chosen sounds to remove or to leave out. They're also constructed narratives. Sound is very important with podcasts, and there are four key areas of sound. So we have action sounds, such as gunshots or explosions, that tell the audience what is happening. So they're usually added sounds. We also have sounds which tell us about the setting, such as waves or passing cars. It helps the audience to understand the setting. So it might be birds tweeting, and which makes it sound like you're outside. Music can also be used, maybe at the start or during as a theme. It might be played at the beginning to introduce a program, or it could be to add emotional feeling for information for the audience to read. You will have noticed that at the very start I had an interlude. So it was a sound that I was able to add so that it could introduce rather than me just starting to talk immediately. It sounded like this. Silence is also really powerful, a sound, or the lack of sound, which can be used for dramatic effect, which can be used to express emotion, or it can also be used as an audio code to show that the time has actually passed. Non-fictional audio usually follows a three-act structure, so you're likely to have an opening, and which is setting the scene, the time, the place, the story. And then you're establishing the characters, you've got some central questions, and then you're developing the characters, and the motives and the reasons are established and explored. And then we have closing, so the questions are resolved. Time is also a convention that is used in podcast. Sometimes the information has actually been recorded over a much longer period, which could be a couple of hours or days or months or even years, but it's all been compressed into a half hour or a 10 minute time slot as well. So sometimes it can be have some flashbacks or some flash forwards, and the producer has manipulated. Point of view is also an important consideration. You could create a podcast such as what I'm creating now, which is a monologue where an individual is presenting their own views. Or you could do an interview sort of structure, or even a bit of a vox pop where you're asking the same question of different people. Or you could even have a panel or a group discussing a theme or debating opposing sides with a neutral person. So you consider which approach you would like to take, because you're going to be creating a podcast. It could be something that is instructional, such as what I've got now, presenting a task. It could be a review of a movie. It could be a Q&A with someone pretending to be an actor. That's completely up to you. I don't mind if you guys work individually or if you want to pair up or work in small groups. And see what you can come up with. So consider starting with your pre-production process and doing a bit of brainstorming and a bit of research and figuring out exactly what you guys want to include. And then, you know, if you need to come up with a bunch of questions, or are you going to do a full script? And then record your podcast. You can use an app such as what I'm using now, which is Anchor. I don't mind which one you use. I find this really easy to use and easy for students to use, but completely up to you. And then see if you can document some of the process as well.